This is the Ultimate Attorney Podcast, the podcast for small law firms who want to create a thriving legal practice. Each week, we'll uncover the ways that you can improve your referrals, your marketing, and your business operations, helping you to generate more revenue and elevating your life and your law practice. In each episode, we'll tap into some of the closest guarded secrets from industry titans, thought leaders, and legal specialists. We're glad that you've tuned in. And once again, it's time to help you become an ultimate attorney. Welcome back to yet another awesome and amazing episode of the Ultimate Attorney Podcast. My name is Dre Redfern.
And I'm Alexis Neely.
And in this jam-packed episode, we're going to be talking about something that you've probably heard a lot about lately, and that is automation and how you can basically set some of these systems and these processes into your business. And trust me, it's not as difficult as it may seem. Mm-hmm. And basically using this to leverage yourself, leverage your time, leverage your resources in order to essentially use technology to almost replicate you. So I'm really looking forward to this one.
Yeah. And let me say something about using technology to replicate you. It is critically important for you to use technology to replicate yourself in your practice while at the same time differentiating yourself out in the marketplace from the technology that is seeking to replicate you to your clients. You know, technological unemployment is a real thing, especially for lawyers.
Yep.
If you don't understand the role of technology, both in your practice and to your clients. So one of the things that an ultimate attorney does is establish yourself as a trusted advisor who cannot be replicated by technology while at the same time using technology to replicate yourself in your practice so that you can focus on just what is yours to do, which from my perspective is educating your community, engaging your clients, and then doing certain parts of the serving of your clients. There's certain parts that only you can do, but then there's also certain parts that you can outsource while you're being that counselor at law and overseeing some of the service delivery.
Yep. So Allie, you're spot on everything. And in fact, there's a stat that I just read the other day that we've now crossed the $1 billion threshold of venture capital money that has been raised for legal process automation. Like
wow.
Think Rocket Lawyer, think LegalZoom, all of those sorts of sites, form automation, all of these sorts of things. So that is realistically the other side of competition that many of our ultimate attorney listeners are going to be going up against, not just their John Doe or Susie Q down the road, who they're also competing against. So it's really, really crucial that in order to like stay ahead of the competition and also really have that humanizing element is that you figure out a way to integrate both the humanizing human element of the legal side, which is so, so important to any business, and that automation to really leverage yourself. And I think we'll walk you through two ways in which you can do that. So Allie, why don't you take some of our listeners through the way that you set it up, kind of recommend, especially on your side of things.
Yeah. So I'll start by saying one thing about automation that's really important for you to know is automation doesn't mean not personalized. With today's automation systems, you can actually create an experience for your client or your prospect or your lead that feels very personalized. And so disconnect yourself from this idea that automation might have it feel to your clients as if they're getting some sort of substandard service. When you use automation properly, they actually feel far more taken care of than if you weren't using automation trying to do everything manually. So let me explain what I mean with that. So on the estate planning and the business planning side, we've actually created an automation solution. And I'll go back to the beginning days when I tried to first create this for my own law practice. So, you know, back in 2006, we didn't have the same technology that we have available now. So I was looking for technology solutions and I signed up with one. I tried to implement it. It was really, really, really difficult. And then one day I was attending an event and I came across another solution, which is the backbone to what we use now. And it was an all-in-one solution that allowed my law practice to communicate on an automated basis with everybody that I came into contact with. And that was one of the biggest places that I think things were falling through the cracks in my practice. I would go out and I would do networking, or I would go out and I would do a presentation, and then I would bring back my business cards that I got at the networking, or I'd bring back these purple worksheets that I would collect at the speaking engagements, and then I would hand them off to my team member, right? And what would happen to those? Well, maybe, I think at the time we had something like Time Matters. Maybe today you have something like Clio. I don't even know if Time Matters still exists. But, you know, some sort of like a practice management system, right? So you put these contact records in your practice management system. But then what happens? In most cases, nothing. Maybe you don't even have a practice management system, so they just like pile up on your desk. You're not getting clients when that happens. So instead, once I got this all-in-one system, and I was able to set it up, what happened is I would go out to these events, I would come back, I would give them to my assistant, and she would enter everything in, and then we would be able to begin these automated sequences where emails would just start regularly going out to these people, whether they were a referral source or whether they were a potential client. And then I was able to start sending out a weekly email newsletter. And one thing I want to disabuse you of is that lots of lawyers are like, oh, I don't want to send a weekly email newsletter because that's sending out too much. If that is the case, like if you feel that you're sending things out too much, then you just need to change what you are sending out. Over time, I built an email list of 5,000 people who were hearing from me on at least a weekly basis, sometimes more. Did I get unsubscribes? Yes, of course I did. Were those people that were going to hire me anyway? Probably not. The people that were going to hire me were the people who wanted to keep hearing from me because they were entertained. They were entertained by my communications and they were getting to know me. I had one couple come in 3 years after they had been getting my email newsletters every week consistently. And they had some of them printed out in the folder that I had sent them prior to their meeting. And she said, you know, I said, oh, I see you have all these things printed out. What is that there? She said, you know, I've been hearing from you every week for the past 3 years. I feel like I know you. And
I love that so much.
Yeah. And that's why she ended up hiring me and not going with somebody just down the road who was probably cheaper. But she ended up hiring me because we had that know, like, and trust factor that I had built. That asset, that 5,000 email list, became one of the most valuable assets of my practice. And that was really just the beginning of our automation, right? So that was automating my ongoing communication with what I would call leads, people who had met me somewhere, people who had opted in for one of our free gifts on our website, people who had heard me speak and not yet made an appointment. But then where I thought it got really great is when we automated the process of what happened when somebody inquired for services with our office, right? So they might send in an email or they might call our office and they may or may not make an appointment to come in for our initial meeting right at that time. And depending on whether or not they did make an appointment or not, different sequences would start. Again, automated. I didn't have to do anything. My team member didn't have to do anything other than check the box that says made an appointment or didn't make an appointment. And now that's all tracked. They're put in the proper sequence. They're getting the right emails. They're getting prepared to come in for their initial meeting, whether it's a family wealth planning session or lift your life and business planning session. That was a huge shift because I used to have to do that manually. And I know, Dre, that many lawyers aren't even doing anything at all. Somebody calls to make an appointment. They put them on the calendar. That's it. People are coming in not prepared to meet with them. They're not going to get hired in that way. And so we automate.
Maybe there's a follow-up sequence. Maybe there's not. Maybe there's thank you for coming in and seeing us. Most likely not.
Yeah.
That's what we see with so many law firms is that I want more business, but there's plenty of potential business already sitting at their feet. They just don't know how to capitalize and take advantage of it by actually pulling these people from a prospect into that know, like, and trust factor and converting them to a client. And so, spot on. I think it's a massive hole, and not just, you know, in the legal field, but in all of professional services, because our audience, that they've gone to law school, they're incredibly intelligent individuals, but they're not necessarily always up to date on this software can do this, or this is how it integrates, or this is how you can use it to scale or leverage yourself. These are not concepts that are talked about in law school.
Yeah.
They're not even talked about really in the business world, because so much of this has come on in the last 2 to 3 years where people are still trying to get their footing with all of this.
And one of the things that I realized in my own practice is that part of what makes it so difficult is because there hasn't been an all-in-one solution, like we had to cobble together, I think it was something like 6 different database systems in my office at the time. It's now we have this all-in-one solution, but at the time, 6 different database systems. What that meant in order to produce a full plan for our clients, from lead to prospect to client to ultimately member, what that meant is that there was a lot of room for error. Like, what if somebody got updated in one of the systems, but they didn't get updated in the other? And there was so much data entry, multiple times data entry. And so my dream, it is coming true now, but it took 10 years, 12 years. My dream was an all-in-one single entry web-based, because a lot of this was desktop-based when I was starting out, web-based system where I could put even somebody could put their information into the system once, right at the beginning, when they were going to become interested in our services. And that data would follow them all the way through the process, from lead to prospect, prospect meaning they made an appointment, to client meaning that they engaged, or non-client meaning they didn't engage, to ultimately member, which is a recurring revenue model where we're collecting money from them on a regular basis to provide a service. Again, that did not exist 12 years ago. Now we have it in the estate planning arena. Now we have it in the business planning arena. But I'll tell you, there's a wide open market in all of these other practice areas: criminal defense, personal injury, bankruptcy. Every lawyer wants to have this in their practice. And Dre, I know that this is something that you actually help lawyers with as well, with automating all of these functions. Maybe you can talk a little bit about that and some of the things that you're doing to help lawyers automate.
It's so much fun. And I think you're exactly right, where there's been a massive shift in the way that things are occurring. And you could do so much more now than you could 3, 5, and especially 10 or 12 years ago. I think that it's actually critically important to realize that for all types of law firms, there's not one solution that will be the perfect fit for every single law firm. There's awesome solutions like that Allie has would be great for estate planning or something like this. But there's every law firm has their own intricate needs.
Yeah.
And so a lot of the stuff that we do, it ends up being custom builds for businesses. So for example, we use a variety of services to automate your calendar. So, for example, in our business, and we talked about this in our calendar segment, my assistant used to basically schedule all of my meetings for me. Now she doesn't even handle it. And so using calendar software and automation to basically take that off of her plate and set it up with automatic email reminders, so they either show up on time or they call in on time. So we've since we implemented this a year and a half ago, we've never had a no-show. And that's so critically important, because time is money and no-shows are lost revenue opportunities. So that, from something like, building custom personalized web pages for each client that comes in, like, how do you do this and scale it when you're not a web designer? You didn't go to school for a web designer. Your assistant didn't either, or whoever you have in your office. How can you do these things quickly and efficiently? So I'll give you an example. For any client that comes into our business that has a net lifetime value of north of $2,500, we build a custom page for them, and we custom shoot a welcome video for them, basically welcome them in. Now, from start to finish, the whole process, including me hopping on camera, editing the video, and getting it online, is less than 15 minutes total. And it requires less than 3 minutes of my time, basically just shooting the video. And so, there's ways that you can basically do these things to create maximum impact and humanize that interaction. And if you can set these processes up, and I'll give you a resource that you can go to for free, no opt-in required. It's an amazing thing we've pieced together for you in a moment. But so that's one example. Another example is that there's literally handwriting printers these days, and where you can insert your Mont Blanc or your Uniball pen or whatever it is that you write with. And the software will digitize your handwriting, and you put your pen in there, and it will literally write your writing for you, where you can see the ink bleeds. It will lift it. It will draw it. It will digitize your whole signature. And this isn't that sort of like laser jet or inkjet printer. They just like print something off that looks similar. This is actually your handwriting with your signature that is handwritten by a robot, that you can buy these things now for a couple $1,000s. Which, in the grand scheme of things, like, I send out 10,000 handwritten notes a year, and I don't write any of them. I just simply set up a mail merge and the rest take care, you know, it takes care of itself. But I'm still offering that humanizing, personalized approach and impression, but it goes such a long way. And so instead of sending out just a regular postcard, imagine if you're sending out handwritten notes to all of your clients or your prospects as a follow-up.
Amazing.
And it requires less than an hour of your time. Like, these are the things that exist out there that I think is so, so critically important for a lot of, you know, attorneys to be aware of.
Yeah. It's interesting hearing you talk about this and saying, oh, I need to get in touch with you and build this, this personalized video for every person who makes an appointment for a family wealth planning session. And build that into our system, because how great would that be if the prospect isn't just getting a series of emails to prepare them for the meeting, but is also getting a personalized welcome video from the lawyer? That would be amazing.
And you know, the best part with this is that the conversion rate on that is north of 80%. Because if they're getting that personalized touch, and like if they've shopped around our other attorneys or whoever it may be, and they say, well, here's our engagement letter. And you say, here's our engagement letter, but that is attached as basically a DocuSign embedded on a page beneath a personalized video from you. It automatically puts you head and shoulders so far above the competition that it doesn't even really become a competition anymore.
Yeah.
They're going to choose you.
Yeah. So this is an example of how personalized automation can make a huge impact. And I'll tell you why, because again, in today's day and age where people are so busy and people are also looking for an experience. Now, I used to think that providing an experience meant that I had to provide my time. And what I came to learn over the years is actually the more time that I can save my clients while giving them an experience and an outcome that they desire. So in our case, the peace of mind of knowing that they have an estate plan that will work when their family needs it, or the peace of mind of knowing that they have a trusted advisor for their business and all of their legal, insurance, financial, and tax systems in place. The quicker I can give them that while using a personalized and automated system, the more they are willing to pay and happy to pay. Because what we're doing is we're saving them time and we're saving them the stress of wondering, did I do this the right way? Sure, they could go online and do some of these things for $150 themselves. But today, what's even more valuable than money, at least for the clients that we like to serve, is their time, their energy, and their attention. And so when we can give them back time, energy, and attention and provide a great outcome, they're willing to pay premium fees. We call those affordable premium fees. And automated, personalized systems is where it's at to create that.
The funny thing here is that it sounds, I know we're like using complex ideas or things you've never heard of or way that you're describing it that may seem a little overwhelming. I'm telling you that these days it's not.
No.
Realistically, in a matter of an afternoon, a lot of times you can have an entire system set up that would work for you, personalized for you. But it's obviously, number one, it's a matter of carving that time out to figure out, you know, and go through whatever system you want or fits your But the other side is actually be willing to take that step. Because I know, like, you know, I always say it's the second step that's the most important, because the first step you could like stick your foot out there and test the water and always fall back on that back foot. But I think it's, you know, it's critically, you know, crucial to take that second step, because this is the way that the world is going in the, as far as legal practice management. We talked about, you know, the $1 billion in VC money that's been raised. And so, like, you know, what can you do to really create and leverage yourself and be more efficient in your office? And this is clearly, you know, we've talked about money, we've talked about calendars, we've talked about operating more efficiently in your business. And this, right in my mind, really encompasses all of those things together, because it's a really critical and integral part of all of the lessons that we've covered so far.
Yeah. And I want to give you two pieces of guidance here that might be a bit counterintuitive to you. So the first one is do not attempt to do this on your own. I see so many lawyers who are attempting to do it on their own. They're like, oh, well, you know, I'll go out and get this practice management system, and then I'll go out and get this email service, and then I'll go out and get this thing, and I will create it myself because, hey, I'm a lawyer and I can do everything. Actually, no, you can't. You can't, and it's not highest leverage and highest value for you to do so. You need to really be focusing on using your law degree in the highest and best way. What does that mean? It means you being out educating your community. It means you engaging your clients and doing the parts of the service of those clients that only you can do. Those are the highest and best uses of you, especially in the early days when you don't have a lot of financial resources. Using your time to cobble together technology systems is not the highest and best use of you. I want you to find the financial resources to outsource that to somebody that it is the highest and best use of them. For example, Dre and his team, he's got an entire team built that's going to bam, 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 be able to get things set up for you, or leveraging the thousands of hours that we've already put into building the systems for the estate planning and the business planning attorneys so that you can get to the money. Because you building the technology is not going to get you to the money. You serving clients, you educating your community and serving clients with the right model in place for pricing and packaging your fees, which we've talked about before, that's going to get you to the money, which is going to allow you to free up your time. So that is piece of advice number one when it comes to automation and technology. Do not try to do it yourself. It is just not a good use of your time. Instead, use that time learning how to engage clients at the right fee so that you can bring in the money and pay for the technology to be implemented for you. The second piece is that when you bring on team members, make sure that you are bringing on team members who are technologically savvy. It doesn't mean that they have to be able to build software. It does mean, though, that they are the type of person. They get into a new software program, they don't even need to go through the tutorials. They just intuitively can figure it out and get it working. And you can test them in your office before you hire them. You know, have them open up Asana. Asana is a task management program. And have them set up a project, a sample project, a test project in Asana, and see how they do it. That's going to tell you, really, even if you don't use Asana, you could have them do that just as a test to be able to see how technologically savvy, how much of a quick learner is this person when it comes to technology. That's going to serve you in a huge way as you build and grow your practice to have somebody in your office who can run these systems so that you don't even need to. You're educating your community. You're bringing back your lead sheets. You're handing them over to your team. You're meeting with the clients. The clients are coming in fully, or the prospects, they're coming in fully prepared. You engage them and you hand everything off to your client services director in your office to then take care of the rest of the process other than you doing the oversight and the parts of the service that are only yours to do.
I love that. And that's actually something we also have automated inside of our business because it's so important. And being able to set up those filters for people to be tech savvy. So I can't remember if we talked about this in building a team, but one of the things that we do is when we post jobs to hire new people is we make them submit a personalized cover letter, their resume, and a video that they have to shoot telling us why they think they would be the right fit for the job. Now, that tells you a lot just because it tells you how they dress and how they prepare themselves to do that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But you know, the good ones and pretty much everyone we've ever hired for that ends up editing the video. Even if they don't know how to edit, they've never edited a video before in their entire life. They've all said, I didn't know how to do this, but I figured it out because I knew it was going to make a difference.
There
and
you
it's,
go.
It's that sort of mentality, right? Yes. That is exactly what Allie's talking about. Yep. It's like, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I know I can figure it out. And then what that does is we don't have to vet them later on. We simply automate that process that we know what that's like at the end. And that's a very simple tweak that you can do and implement into your business that could save you 3, 5, 10, 20 hours in the process of going through and hiring candidates. So it's not just like automating your calendar and automating email sequences. You know, I view automation in the sense of like, what can we do across the entire business to help automate your internal communication so you can save time communicating internally, automate external communication, automate the onboarding of new employees. Mm-hmm. And again, this is not all robotics. It's not all, you know, awful. This is automation with the humanization aspect, you know, tied to it. And I think if you can combine those two and find whatever systems work for you and then go find the right people that can build them for you, whether it's Allie, whether it's me, whether it's someone else, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Those are two absolutely critical components when it comes to scaling your business is the automation and humanization together. then the sky's the limit for you.
Absolutely. And I do want to say that while we have this all-in-one done-for-you system in the estate planning and the business planning side, as I said, the field is wide open in these other practice areas. And if you create a all-in-one type system in one of these other practice areas, you can then license it to other lawyers to use. So if you are going to be investing in this kind of technology for your practice, consider that. You know, as I was making the huge investments in the automation years ago, and I was saying to myself, oh my God, Alexis, this is crazy. What are you doing? I remember saying to myself, this isn't just for you. You're doing it for all of the other lawyers out there who are going to be able to use this and not have to reinvent the wheel. So just consider that as you're making the investments, that maybe you're not just making them for yourself, and really look at how can you create a soup to nuts from the moment that somebody becomes a lead, and then they're interested, they're hearing from you, till then they become a prospect. They decide, yes, I'm ready to make an appointment, to then they make their appointment, they meet with you, they engage you, then they become a client. Then how can you automate as much of the communications post them becoming a client? Because this is where a lot of lawyers lose relationship with their clients. They collect the check, and then the client doesn't hear from them for 2, 3, 4 weeks or even longer. Instead, what if you could just have an automated sequence of emails, even notes, phone calls going out to them? It's all automated. And then depending on if you're in a transactional or what we'll call a relational practice or something that is less systematized, and then, you know, you could build out that workflow with regular touches. You know, for our lawyers that are serving business owner clients, we want a quarterly touch going out to those business owner clients, no matter what, telling the business owners what they should be focusing on for that quarter in their business. And then ultimately, you might even be able to build in a recurring revenue model. I mean, that's the holy grail for so many, right? A recurring revenue model where you're able to provide these trusted advisor, counselor at law services, strategic services for your clients on an ongoing basis, and not have to worry about, oh, did this client pay me? I'm trying to collect their check. No, it's all automated through your system.
And can you just imagine the headaches that would alleviate for people who have just been like worrying about the billing and the follow-up and all of the stress? Like that in and of itself, I mean, we've talked about stress and overwhelm, but just like having that simple process just takes so much worry out of the equation. Like I love it. I could talk about this all day.
Yeah. Well, great. So you said that you were going to share a resource. Will that be in the show notes where folks can access the resource that you
put together? Yeah, we'll put it in the show notes, but you could also just go to Redfern, Redfern, resources.com. Awesome. And that literally has a bunch of the variety of softwares that we use and recommend. No opt-in required. You can just go check. I mean, it's not obviously the full comprehensive list, but it's certainly, you know, probably the vicinity of 20 to 30 different resources that our audience can go check out. No opt-in required. And we'll also put it in the show notes in case you're driving right now and you're not going to obviously want to do that while you're driving. So we'll definitely put it there for you afterwards.
Great. So that's at redfernresources.com. And thank you for being here today to hear about automation with humanization. I love that because that's really what it is about. I love that term, automation with humanization, so that you can do just what is yours to do and let the technology do the rest and not get replaced by technology, but use it in the highest and best ways to serve your clients.
Absolutely.
All right. We will see you next time on the Ultimate Attorney Podcast.
We'll see you then.
Hey guys and gals, if you liked this show and you want to help us out so we can keep making more of these episodes for you, please go on over to iTunes and give us a 5-star review right now. And to reward you for that, every single month we'll be doing a drawing of 1 5-star reviewer and giving away either our estate planning bootcamp, our business practice bootcamp, or Dre's attorney essentials or legal marketing fundamentals. These programs would be purchased separately for $1,000 to $3,000, though of course they're worth way more to that to your law practice. So go do that now while you remember and get entered. We really appreciate it. And hey, after you do that, head on over to ultimateattorneypodcast.com, where you can check out even more episodes, see what episodes are coming up, submit questions for us to answer on future episodes, and most importantly, get a whole bunch of super valuable law business building resources that we've put together for you to support you to become the ultimate attorney and have a life and law practice you love. We so look forward to seeing you in the next episode of the Ultimate Attorney Podcast.